Hey gang, you're listening to Under the Log, the podcast where we talk to men and women who've recently completed GORUCK events. In today's episode, we're talking to Grace Burns, who recently completed the GORUCK Star Course 12 Miler up in Richmond, Virginia. And not only that, but, well, she's my daughter. I think she's pretty awesome. Before we get into this episode, I just wanted to say thanks. Thanks for listening to this podcast, and thanks for supporting all our projects at the Rucking Collective. I mean, you guys and gals are out there, you're doing the Rucking Challenges from RuckingChallenges.com, you check out our Ruck.training website, you read the articles at Ruck.beer, and, you know, I got a lot of websites. So, I just wanted to say thanks. Thanks for being a part of this community. And thanks for giving me something to do with my free time. With that, let's get on to our interview with Grace Burns and the Star Course 12 Mile. Well, Grace, thanks a ton for coming on the episode today. We're going to be talking about your GORUCK Star Course 12 Miler up in Richmond, Virginia. Before we get started, if you'd take a minute, just introduce yourself to everyone, you know, let them know all kind of the basic stuff, name, age, what you do for a living, that sort of thing.
Sure. My name is Grace Burns. I am 14 and am a student. I'm a freshman in high school.
Nice. Nice. And what's the name of the high school? Where do you go to school?
I am homeschooled, actually.
What? That's what kind of crazy people homeschool? Awesome. So I guess the crazy people that homeschool is actually your mother, because surprise, surprise, you're my daughter. You already knew that, but
yeah,
everybody on the show here might not have known that. So, yeah, so Grace is my daughter, and this last weekend, her and I went out and crushed the GORUCK Star Course 12 Miler here in Richmond, Virginia. So, thanks for coming on the show today, sweetheart.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So, for those folks that are listening that might not know what the GORUCK Star Course is, it's a little bit different than what people typically think of with GORUCK events. A lot of times people think of the GORUCK challenges, things like that. So Grace, could you take a moment and explain to everybody, like, what is the GORUCK Star Course?
Sure. So a Star Course is, it's a big, it's a ruck, basically. There's no PT or anything. You, at the start, get your destinations, and you have to go around the city or wherever you are and take a picture at each location. It's generally a given distance, so ours was a 12-mile ruck, and yeah.
Awesome. So, no, like, there's no, like, cadre yelling at you or anything?
No, which is nice.
Yeah, yeah. Does your partner ever yell at you?
You did not, but I don't know.
only if they get you really lost.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Star Course is super fun. So, this was your very first GORUCK event, right?
Yes, sir, it was.
Yeah. So, what made you want to sign up for this?
Well, it was actually kind of funny because just a couple weeks before, I'd been thinking about how I've wanted to do a GORUCK kind of since you got into them because they sounded really fun. But I was thinking about how I probably had to wait till I'm like 16 because that was the age on the website. And then you came up and asked if I wanted to do a Star Course, and I was like, that sounds pretty fun.
And that was it. And
yeah.
You were like, yes, I'm in.
Yeah, about a week before.
So it sounds to me like you've been reading the GORUCK website. Is that correct?
Yes. for a couple months, actually.
And so were you thinking about, like, trying to do a light or something like that?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But I don't know. It seemed like there'd be too much yelling.
There's usually a fair amount of yelling. Yeah. Which is what is fun about the Goruk Star courses. This is actually the second one that I've done. And just the environment's really cool. Lots of people that are out there just to have a good time, get out, see the city. And so it's fun. The cadre are chill. We had cadre Matt was out there with us. And it was a lot of fun. So, you know, first event, I came up and I said, hey, you know, this is going to be in Richmond. I had thought about inviting other people within our family, but kind of everybody had stuff going on. You know, your younger brother had a soccer game. The other one was doing Model UN. And so I was like, man, it'd be great if just me and you could do it. And so I was excited when you said that you were into it. Now, for the folks at home, let them know kind of like what your training looked like before you went to this. Because, I mean, 12 miles is not that much. It's not nothing, right? It's 12 miles.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
So what did your training look like for the event?
I think I went on two rocks that were about 2 miles each. I'd been running in the mornings, and so I just, for the 2 days leading up to it, I switched it over to rucking instead, which ended up giving me a pretty bad neck cramp, so that was alarming the day before.
Okay, so, like, what kind of mileage were you running before that?
About 2 miles each morning.
Okay, and how long had you been doing that?
Maybe a month.
Okay. So, you're... First off, you didn't even know that you were doing a Goruk Star course. You're out there running, and then I'm pretty sure I asked you like the Monday before it. So,
yeah.
So you had like 5 days to get ready.
Mm-hmm.
So you grab your ruck and you go out for two rucks, accumulated a total of 4 miles of distance.
Yep.
Any idea how much weight you were training with?
My science book and math book. So however much that is.
are they big books?
Well, I mean, yes, but like probably no more than 15 pounds.
Okay. All right. So you tossed a couple books in there. You went for a couple miles and then you sprained your neck or something. Like what was
yeah,
the story with that?
So the day before I woke up and it was fine. And then about around breakfast, I couldn't look to the left and spent the whole day like basically like that. And then I woke up the next day and it was fine. So that was pretty weird and definitely alarming.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Your mom or... I can't remember if it was you or your mom text me and was like, Grace can't move her neck to the left, which is weird because it's totally like that's an injury that I've had before where I've sprained my neck like leading up to an event. And I don't know if it's from rucking or just something weird happening, but hopefully this isn't like a genetic thing, neck sprains before events. But yeah, so you woke up that next day and everything was fine. I checked in with you and you were like, yep. Let's go. Let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
So the morning of rolls around, like you wake up that day, like how you feeling? Like, are you nervous about it or what?
So I was thinking about that. And honestly, I don't think I was nervous at all. Like I feel like I would be more nervous to do another, than that was that first time. Cause I like 12 miles was like, I don't know. I've never walked more than 7 miles before. So I didn't really have a good gauge of how much that was going to be. So yeah. I wasn't really nervous at all.
Okay. So we roll up to the event and like, did you have anything in your mind of like what it was going to be like when we got there and like, how did that compare to what it was in reality?
Yeah, I was kind of intimidated, I guess, because, you know, I figured I was probably going to be the youngest person there. And, you know, everyone else who was there had, like, you know, I saw the, like, different patches and stuff with, like, the different rucks, go-rucks that they'd done before. And so I was a little bit intimidated just because there were so many people who knew what they were doing. But I was really excited, I think. mostly. Yeah.
So we're out there and we're getting ready. You know, I was talking to some of my buddies and connecting with them, and Cadre calls us over, and like you explained earlier to folks, you know, basically the Cadre gives us a sheet with a bunch of waypoints on it, just a bunch of sites to around town, and they either have coordinates or they have an address. And the idea of the Star Course is that you get out, you put in some miles, you have a good time, and you get to see different parts of your city. So he gives us our waypoints, and so what did we do once we got those?
So we got them, and you started putting them into an app you'd gotten before, but it wasn't working because the start and end point were the same place, and the app wanted it to not be the same place. And so it kept making it all weird, so we couldn't get a good like order to go in. So eventually we were like, you know, a little ways away because we just started walking, and you're like, no, it's a big circle. Let's just go in a circle, which ended up being a really good plan, which was nice.
Yeah. So I totally felt like a tool because, like, I've got all these websites. I write about GoRuck and I pay way too much attention to it. And so simple things like what app to use for a star course and how to, like, I would write an article and tell people, you know, use these apps and like the number one rule is like always test your gear, right? So I should have tested this app, but I literally looked at it for like 4 seconds the day before and was like, oh yeah, you just put the addresses in, it'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
So I started to freak out when it wasn't working, because I'm like, everybody's going to be leaving and we're just going to be standing here. And so, like you said, I kind of winged it, showed Cadre, and we just started walking. And it was probably half a mile before I was like, you know what, forget it. It just looks like a big circle. So, so we kind of set off. Like, how did you feel as we started going? Like, I guess two things. Like, how did you feel about me not having a clue how to use the app? Like, how did you feel about that? And then, like, once we started going, like, what was going through your head?
So about the app, honest, I wasn't too worried because, like, you know, it's Richmond. How bad can it get? I think what stood out to me the most was that basically the moment we started walking, my heel started hurting, and it didn't really stop hurting until it went numb. So that was unfortunate because I was just wearing my sneakers because I don't have any other shoes, which is definitely something if I were to do it again, I would like to have not my sneakers because they aren't super comfortable.
Yeah, I remember you at one point, I can't remember where it was, you know, I think it might have been after the coffee bar / juice bar that we were walking, and I was just kind of checking in with you, and you said, you know, my heel was hurting, but now it's numb.
Yeah, that was around the third stop, I think, the Markle building.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like, well, that's kind of nice, because it doesn't hurt, at least. It's like, sure, it won't be nice later, but...
Yeah. So I guess it turns out whenever we got to the end point, you were finally able to take off your shoes. Like you.
Yeah. Nasty blister.
Yeah. It was pretty gnarly.
It was really
back
huge.
Like, is it all like skin all falling off yet?
Yeah, it's mostly gone. It's like a scab now. Okay. So that's nice.
Yeah. It was pretty gross.
Yeah.
So like your heel's hurting. So what do you do?
Keep walking, because my heel actually hurts like a lot, different types of hurting, but I just was like, I don't know, I mean, I'm not gonna stop at like 10 minutes in, so just kind of kept walking.
So your heel hurts all the time.
Basically,
so just keep walking.
Excellent. Yeah,
I guess that's a pretty good life lesson. Hey gang, hope you're enjoying our conversation with Grace Burns. I know I sure had a lot of fun out there rucking with her. You know what else is fun? Checking out the workouts at ruckwad.com. I mean, You want to talk about a good time? There's a good time posted there every single day. Ruck-based workouts for you, your friends, your mom, anybody. Go check it out at ruckwad.com. With that, let's get back to talking to Grace. All right, so we're going from point to point, you know, I think excuse me. We had man, I hope I remember to edit out those coughs. We're going from point to point. So was it for you, like, was it just like one long, boring walk or what? Like, how did it
feel? Definitely not. It was really fun because a lot of it was, you know, I recognized the places we were going. And so it was really interesting seeing that, like, whoa, I can walk all the way to Willow Lawn. Like, that's pretty cool. Because we always go on the highway to get there. So I'm like, I didn't know you could walk to Willow Lawn, but you can. So that was really interesting, and it was fun to, like, see all the different places, and I really liked seeing the different people out, too, like, mm-hmm. you know, running into the other wreckers and stuff, in passing them. That was fun, too.
So you liked passing them, huh?
Yeah, that was satisfying.
Yeah, so I think, you know, I think we got a little bit of a late start because of my inability to work the app right. And so it was probably about 3 miles in, we were going to our third checkpoint, and we kind of came over a hill, a little bit of a hill by the baseball stadium. And I looked and I saw the people ahead of us, and I was like, uh-oh. I was like, I feel like we're gaining on them. And, you know, it probably took a mile or so for us to catch up to them, but it was pretty fun. Cause I'm out there, I'm having a good time and all that stuff, but I'm competitive too, so, like,
yeah.
it feels good to pass people, doesn't it?
Like, yeah, it's like, ha, I'm not doing bad.
Yeah. So we passed a couple people. We got to that waypoint, and then, you know, we passed a few more. So we were actually moving pretty quick, like. Do you, I'm sure I shared it with you, but, like, do you remember what our pace was?
I think it was, like, hovering around the 15-minute mile point.
Yeah, yeah, I think at the end, like, our cumulative pace, including the, like, one and a half stops that we made was like, a 15:20, which is, like, that's a real good pace.
Yeah.
Like, for you, you know, I'm your dad. I'm 6'1". You're, like, not 6'1".
Not, definitely not 6'1".
Do you even know how tall you are? How tall are you?
However tall mom is, I'm, like, a couple centimeters short.
Okay.
Than that.
I think she's 5'9" and a 3/4" or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So we obviously have a different stride. Like, how hard was it for you to keep that pace? Like, for me, that's... It's like, it's a brisk walk. I mean, I got long legs, so, like, yeah, how did that feel for you?
So for about the first half, I basically had to take a step and a half for yours. So, like, every, like, 6 or 7 steps, I'd do, like, a double step and catch up, and it was fine. And then we had one more checkpoint to go, and it was really far out. It was, like, 2 or 3 miles out, and it was definitely the most boring stretch. But that got a lot harder. I'd just kind of walk rather slowly, and then you'd get ahead, and I'd have to jog to catch up, and just kept going like that.
Yeah. There were a few points where I kind of felt bad because it'd be like step, step, shuffle, step, and then there was definitely one point where I just kind of knew that I was walking in front of you. Like,
yeah.
She's not walking beside me anymore, but I'm going to keep going and see if she'll keep up.
Yeah.
But, like, did you ever feel like, oh my gosh, this is too fast, there's no way that I can do this?
No. I didn't ever feel like it was too fast because, I mean, it was just walking. And by the time that I was getting really hard, we had, like, maybe 2 miles left, and I really, really didn't want to stop because about a mile back, I'd kind of stopped and, like, sat back on my heels, and I don't really regret doing it, but it was very, it took a good half mile to like be like, okay, walking again. So,
yeah, I find like when you do long rucks like that, like whenever you stop, it's everything just kind of locks up and it's like, ooh, like walking doesn't feel good after that.
Yeah. So I guess mostly I was just like, I really just don't want you to be like, let's stop. I was like, please, no. So,
So you said it was probably on like the last 2 miles were hard. So up until then, like you felt pretty good for the first like nine, 10 miles.
Yeah. It was kind of like at the first mile, things started hurting, but it never really hurt any worse than that until the last 1 or 2 miles. So it was just kind of like, eh, I don't know. I guess I can just keep going.
And so once it started hurting, like, was it just more, I don't want to stop because I don't want to feel the pain? Or like, what was driving you to keep going? And like, you never once were like, hey dad, let's slow down. So like, how were you able to just keep pushing it?
I don't like slowing down. I don't like being the one who's like, we have to go slower. Mm-hmm. And I really like I really like long distance events and stuff for swimming because it's just the grind and you don't really think about it and you just kind of keep going and it's really fun to see how long you can keep going. Mm. And I've always enjoyed the like trying to push more and not be the one to stop.
Nice.
So
I like that.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I am too.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, he's probably never going to stop. So I'm just going to have to keep going. Darn. Why'd I pick such a good partner?
Well, I mean, it was funny. We got to that first checkpoint at the art museum and I was like, all right, well, let's just stop at each thing. We'll take off our rucks. We'll get some water and then we'll get going. And then like we got to the second point and there was just tons of people there.
And they were all just kind of stopping. And I was like,
In my head, I don't think I said it to you. I was like, if we keep going, we're going to pass like 5 or 6 groups. Like, let's go.
I think I mentioned something once we were about a block away. I was like, we just passed like 20 people.
Yeah.
That was exaggeration. But yeah. Not 20, but yeah.
It felt good.
Yeah.
And after that, I was like, well, I mean, let's just take our picture and keep going. And I was like, I really had no idea how you would do. Like you said, I mean, I knew that you had never gone 12 miles before. I know that I walk fast. And so I was just kind of going and I'd check in with you every now and then and be like, you okay? And you'd be like, yep, I'm good. And I was looking at the pictures from all our checkpoints and it's funny because like, you know, the first 2 or 3, like you've got a big smile. On the fourth one, it's like, you're like, okay, we're here. And like at the last checkpoint, it's just like, take the picture, let's go.
Yeah. I'm like, and I'm sure it's like sometimes someone's going to be like, oh, let's go to the gardens for your field trip. I'm like, nope, never want to go there again.
only if we drive.
Yeah.
Awesome. So did you have any idea like how well we were doing while we were out there?
No. I mean, there was one point where I was like, huh. When we were almost to the last checkpoint, I think. It felt like we were almost there, but we weren't. And there was this group that we passed, and I don't remember quite what they said, but it was something like, do you have 3 or 4 checkpoints left? And we were like, one. And they're like, what? So that was like, wait a second. They've only gotten like 1 or 2 checkpoints?
Yeah. So. I think they had 2 left. Mm-hmm. They had the potato building and I think the juice bar.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was definitely one where I was like mentally trying to do the math, like, okay, where are they? How many miles is that? Mm-hmm. I mean, that kind of leads us to the finish where we crossed the line and like, how did that feel? I mean, I know, I guess we could tell people like towards the end, maybe the last half mile, you know, you were doing so well. I kind of wanted to push you a little bit. So mm-hmm. What was kind of that strategy for like that last half mile?
Yeah, for about the last half mile, we would do like, we'd just pick a tree and just shuffle to that and then walk to the next one and then just shuffle. So it was a mix of shuffle walk for a little while.
Yeah. So just a great little way to shave off some seconds. I think at that point, like I was trying to drop our average pace a little bit.
Yeah.
I really wanted us to be under the 15:30 or something.
And we were
like
15:29. Yeah. It was like,
Let's go.
Yeah.
So then we get to like the last, you know, couple hundred yards or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, once we get to the path, let's just go for it. Mm-hmm. And oh my God, like you took off. Like I was trying to like film it or whatever. And I was like, whoa, she's like running for real.
Yeah. I really like that final sprint. And honestly, I'm a little annoyed I didn't go faster because I was tired, so I kind of misjudged how long there was. And so I was like, I don't know. I like sprinting, but not like for the only event.
Yeah.
But so like at the end, it's like, no, just finish really, really strong.
Yeah.
And like going up, I saw a couple of people there. I was like, okay. So, but like there weren't a lot of people there. So I was like, oh, we must have done pretty good.
So we crossed the line and Kadri and Matt's there and he gives us the patch and he tells us something like how did that feel? Like talk me through that experience.
Yeah. So we get there and kind of I just throw my ruck off cause my shoulders hurt really bad. And he gives us a patch and I'm like, oh, that's so cool. And he's like, congrats, you won. And I was like, thanks. Like, you know, yeah, we finished. Yeah. And you were like, whoa, what? And I was like, wait, oh, we won? And it definitely took a couple seconds to sink in that, like, we'd gotten first place. The people who were there had done the 26-milers. So, yeah, we got first for the 12-mile.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool.
That was really, really cool. Like, I knew that we were moving. I knew that a 15-minute mile, you know, in that range would be good. But, like, if the, you know, I knew that, definitely there could be people going faster than that. So I, you know, I was like, it's going to be a really good time. Mm-hmm. But when he said that we were first, like, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, I just kept kind of like for the couple hours we're just sitting there. I just kept like, just kind of cracking up. Cause I'm like, I cannot believe that I'd see these people come in. And I'm like, I beat you.
Yeah.
How did I beat you? Like, that doesn't make sense. Like, there's some of those groups with, like, you know, they're like really fancy gear and like, and it's like, how did, yeah. It
yeah.
took a while to like be like, really, like, oh, wow, I actually did.
Yeah. And I mean, you earned it. Like, you know, it's, you went out there, you didn't stop. I mean, outside of that one VMFA quick stop, like, you know, you threw your ruck off at the end because, like you said, you hadn't taken it off in whatever it was, like 10 miles or something like that. So that was really cool. And I enjoyed sitting around and chatting with people and,
yeah, it was fun.
You know, hearing stories from folks that had done the 26-miler and all that stuff.
Like, eating possibly the best orange I've ever had. That was a really good orange.
Everything tastes a little bit better at the end of an event, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. When you look back at the event as a whole, like, what was probably like the hardest part for you and how did you deal with it?
It was probably, we were coming up on the Acroft Gardens and there was a hill. And I hate hills, which is why I like Richmond, because there's not a lot of them. And so I kind of was, we were walking and I noticed and I was like, oh, we're on a hill. And like, we'd been on the hill for a while, but I just noticed it then. And that was, I was, can we just pause for a minute? But I guess kind of like what I was saying before, like, I don't like asking to stop. And I knew that we were like about half a mile away from the checkpoint. And I was like, no, what, we can, I was like, all right, at the checkpoint, I'll kind of sit down and if I need to, we'll stop. But, I kind of sat down. I was like, not stopping. So, but yeah, that was definitely at that point was pretty hard.
Yeah. So overall, did you like it?
Yes, I really liked it. It was super fun.
So was it kind of all you thought it would be, or was it better?
Yeah. It was definitely more of a Goruk than I was anticipating, which was nice. Like, I was thinking, like, you know, like, yeah, it's a Goruk thing, but, like, it really did feel like it was a Goruk, like, which was nice, because now I can, it doesn't feel like I sort of did one. It's like, no, I did one.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a real event. Like, I've talked to some people and they're like, you know, the Star Course doesn't really make sense. It's like, you know, it's just going out. But, like, especially, you know, depending on where you are in your fitness level, like, I was kind of in that camp and went out, and when I did the 50 miler in DC, it was like, oh, nope. This is really hard, because I probably trained for that like you trained for this.
Yeah.
So, awesome. And so, any future Goruk events for you?
Well, there is one in DC in 3 months. So if you're interested, I'd love to do that.
Yeah, I'll have. So, couple things. First, I'll have to check my calendar. Second off, there's just such a high likelihood that they're going to make us go on the C&O canal, which is just the worst thing on the planet. But I would be willing to go on the C&O canal to do it with you. So
as long
as the calendar's open, I guess we'll go up to DC for your first 26 miler. That's like a marathon.
Like but you aren't running. See, that's the difference. Rucking is so much better than running.
Yeah. I think a lot of people that listen to this podcast are going to agree with you right there.
Yeah.
So, you know, any advice for, like, the moms and dads out there that are listening and they're like, man, you know, my kid would never do this. Like, any advice for them to get their kids involved in rucking?
Tell them how much cooler it is to get a patch over a medal, because it's a lot cooler.
It's true. Grace and I, when did we talk about this?
Right up Willow Lawn when it was going right past stop.
So we were out on the course, and Grace was like, patches are so much better, because, like, you can't, like, walk around wearing your medal. Like, how, and I, you know, so I was like, we should just get our medals and, like, walk around with them. But yeah, like, patches are way cooler, because you can put them on your backpacks and wear them around all the time and be reminded of what you did, which is pretty awesome. Well, Grace, I've got to say just how incredibly proud of you I am. You know, look, I know that I'm 6'1". You know, whenever I go and ruck with people, inevitably people complain about, you know, how long my stride is. But, you know, you dug deep. You never once complained. Like, even though you couldn't feel your heel, you had a giant blister, you pushed through the whole event. And, you know, you earned your patch, and you earned the respect of all the men and women that were out there. And you should feel really good about that.
Thank you.
With that, thanks for coming out on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Look forward to doing an event with you again in the future. That DC 26 miler, maybe, sometime in the near future, we can look at getting a Goruk basic. It's not called light anymore.
So we'll
see about what it might take to get you in one of those. And, maybe someday we can, be under the log together.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to it.
Oh, and I love you.
Love you too, Dad.
All right. To say that I'm a proud papa would be, that'd be a bit of an understatement. I mean, getting to do the Goruk Star Course with my daughter was an amazing experience for me. To see her and all that she did, just, it warmed my heart. But the truth is, it's just a drop in the bucket of how amazing she is as a young woman. I'm so proud of her, and I can't wait to do more events with her. And more than that, I just can't wait to see her grow up and be all that God has created her to be. She's pretty amazing. And you know what? You're amazing, too. I mean, not like as amazing as my daughter, but you're pretty cool. And I hope that you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, I'd love it if you took an opportunity to share it with some of your friends, maybe your ruck clubs, folks that you know that are out here doing Go Ruck events. If you're interested in show notes, links to things that Grace and I talked about today, or just want to check out some other episodes, visit us at underthelog.com. And I guess that's it. We'll see you next time, Under the Log.